throat, so as I noted up here, if I speak and nothing comes out of my mouth, I'm trying. So this is the Plan and Zone Commission for January the 21st. Can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett?
Here.
Burt?
Here.
Knappler?
Here.
Peters? Rafferty? Stoltenberg?
Muncy? Here. Okay, we had minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of the December 17th meeting as submitted.
Second.
Okay, we have a second, a motion and a second to approve the meeting notes from December 14th, 2014. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. We've got a review and approval of the 2014 Plan and Zone Commission annual report. Is that you, Bill?
Lisa Furman always does a nice job of putting this together for you every year. We did have a busy year last year. If you look at the chart that she included on fourth page in, it shows that we had 14 rezonings, 8 preliminary plats, 15 final plats, 14 site development plans, 1 ordinance amendment, and 7 miscellaneous items. So if you compare this to the 5 previous years, a good mix of pre-development options that you guys reviewed this year.
Yep. It was an interesting year. Okay. Number 4 on the agenda, we have election of officers. Do we have any motions?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we retain you as our president.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to retain myself. Okay, good. Any discussion on the motion? Any objections? This is an easy group. Okay, all those in favor of Roy Wendland remaining the chairman of the Plan and Zone Commission, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I guess I'm the chairman again. Thank you.
Congratulations.
All right. A pleasure.
Oh, these are all your fans.
And I
got
to tell you, I asked earlier today, I said, do I get a raise this year? And Lisa said, of course. I walked in and I found a dime on the floor. So, and I'm going to keep that. I hope it's not taxpayer money, but I'm going to keep that for my compensation for 2015. So, all right. So, review of the commission procedures. We are a recommending body approved. Appointed by the City Council, we look at rezonings, preliminary plats, final plats, site developments, things like that, and comprehensive plans. So we are, again, a recommending body. We only have one case tonight, but if you have input relative to that case, if you would go to the podium at my right and your left at the appropriate time, I will acknowledge you in the audience, and you can provide your input. So with that, we will begin. Craig.
Mr. Chairman, the case before us tonight involves a proposed development that is due east of 53rd Avenue. It's a settlement of Pigeon Creek, 8th edition is what's being proposed as a preliminary plat. Come off of 53rd and there's Allison Drive, and that's where the connection will be made into the proposed development. You do have an encroachment of a 100-year floodplain into the development right in this area. This is a photo looking south, essentially of Allison Drive here. This is looking from Justin Court up in Century Heights 20th. And basically, it's a rather large area that goes back into the southern area. There's a draw right here where the approximate boundary is, where it begins on the north side. You've got 32 lots within the preliminary platted area. Again, you have the 100-year floodplain delineated like this that runs through the subdivision. You have a detention area that's proposed here, one here. You have means of entry, 53rd up Allison Drive and then down Settlers Point Court. And then we have Pigeon Creek Trail, which will come from the 7th edition of settlement of Pigeon Creek, creating the circulation needed. This will go down to Crow Creek Road eventually. And this will take you back out to Middle Road. Staff, in reviewing this proposal, would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question about the stormwater detention.
Yes, ma'am.
Greg, on this slide that you have up right now, is some of that water going to be detained off of this parcel?
Down here.
And who owns that land?
I believe the petitioner owns it, or Unity Farms owns it, but I believe he's going to acquire it at some point.
Okay, so eventually
that's,
he'll
this
be
is
moving
be
the water to his land.
Yeah, this will be developed, and then there will be a road coming off of here.
Okay. We're just not looking at that phase right now. Okay. All right, thank you.
A couple of questions, Greg. One, item four in your recommended action, it says movement of any creekway shall require Corps of Engineer approval. So is there an anticipated movement of the
creek? Right up here. Yeah. This is going to be moved further to the north if they do get approval from the Corps of Engineers. I think about a 200-foot stretch.
And I'm assuming that's to make those lots there more developable?
Potentially, I believe that's the case, and maybe to also stabilize that stream area.
And in that case, we're kind of subservient to the Corps from an engineering standpoint. If the Corps approves it, we're okay with it?
Yes, Chairman, that is correct. We are going to be requiring that the developer's engineer run a study through this corridor, both from the development that's coming up from the north and the anticipated development that is over there to the west. So it's my understanding that the developer's engineer has been working with the Corps of Engineers and has met them on site. And with your guys' approval with this project to move forward, I'm sure that that will just allow them to begin that process in this relocation of this unnamed creek.
Oh, unnamed creek, okay. All right, thank you. Greg, one other question. It says number six, right-of-way dedication back to the developer, 453rd Avenue, unused right-of-way. What's that, Rev?
It's this area right here.
Is that the original extension of what would have been
53rd? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, when this area was platted over here, I believe they had that right-of-way in.
Okay. No further questions from the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Seeing none, I'll return to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve case number 15-002, subject to the staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 15-002, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 15-002 is passed. Okay. Back to Bill for commission updates.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, the City Council approved the final plat of Advantage 242. That was the one lot divided into two lots, 18th and Central Avenue. Approved the site development plan for 931 State Street. That's a gas station convenience store for Dev Bestola. Approved the site development plan for 2211 Kimberly Road. That is where the old Fortune Garden used to be. Development multi-tenant building by Hong Lee. And then last night, City Council approved the preliminary plat of the Everest Summit subdivision.
Great. Thanks for the update, Bill. And did you have something?
I just wanted to add my compliments to the staff for all of the work that you provided for us to review this year. When we looked at the annual report, it puts in pretty straightforward fashion the volume of work. And I know we've kind of had some ebbs and flows there, but everybody plays their part. And I just wanted to say hats off for that.
And in particular, I would second that wholeheartedly, but in particular, the last couple of sessions, we had a couple like the gas station development that just didn't feel right when we got into it. And you guys went back with the developer and came back with a much more functional site plan, and that's happened a couple of times this year. So that kind of effort and attention to work it through to the right solution is greatly appreciated. So absolutely. Yep. Anyone else for the good of the order? We are going to adjourn and join the city council then. We're adjourned.